Okay, Yofi. So we were busy dealing with the Mincha Shmoneh Esrei, Ata Echod. We saw Shimcha Echad, Umikam Chisol Gorch Beretz. Now we're on the bottom of Daf Kuf, paragraph Gimel, Tiferes Gedoyla. That's the next shtickle there in the Brocha. And he says like this. She'ashabas hi pe'er u'gedoyla l'kol echad misrael kepshutay. What's Tiferes Gedula? So obviously there's Kabbalistic connotations as well, but he's going to learn it for Pshat. Shabbos hu pe'er. What's Loshon pe'er? Is glory, whatever. Pe'er lo yedem azi b'diuk. Beauty, pe'er u'gedula, and greatness. L'kol echad misrael kepshute. Every yid has that. V'kol umer, yesh anashim chashuvim, v'anashim pshutim. Every nation has its important people, its less important people. Ashir, v'anim, rich people, weak, poor people, gvoirim, giboirim, v'chalashim, strong people, weak people, chachomim, v'sichli, clever people, stupid people, every nation has that. Lo kol echad shava ba'amado, no one's equal. You know, the whole world, everyone, democracy, everyone is equal. No one's equal. Look around the world, show me anyone who's equal. V'adarabba, v'ala ma'ile, mu'atim hem, v'amona amanim, v'chalashim, v'sichlim. If you look carefully, you go around the world, you do a bit of anthropological studies, you'll see that people that are the leaders and the rich people and whatever, they're very much a mute, shiva mute. And the poor and the weak and the foolish are that's the majority of the nation. That's everywhere. There's a kolatzibu. Aval keshebol Shabbos, aval when Shabbos comes, v'yichidis barach mitpashet b'kol. Hashem's oneness is now apparent and spreads into the whole world. Now there's nothing in the world that has importance and greatness. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is nothing else. What's the greatness now and what's your chashivas now? Is you bottle to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You become part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all the worldly matters, which make people different, everyone's different. Those are completely mevatel. They get shavas. That's a beautiful idea, but it's partial. Well, one of the consequences of this musag of malchus on Shabbos is that it's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is everyone's chashivas is mevatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimza, she'aposhet shebepshutim, be'erech echad im achoshuv shebechashuvim. The most unimportant person, not that there's such a thing, but in our eyes, the most unimportant person and the most important person are the same on Shabbos. V'zei tiferes leklalois ha'ume she'ein kamoise she'kulam sharim v'rami maila. Sarim v'rami maila, sorry. And that's the Tiferes. That's the glory, the beauty of the collective nation that you don't find anywhere else. Because everybody now is a king and a prime minister and Rama Maila and Chashuv. Kulam Chashuv. And you saw that in the way they didn't used to keep Shabbos. The most simple water carrier, worker, whatever, when Shabbos came in, he was a melech. He was a melech. And that's how we're supposed to feel. That's the way we're supposed to feel. Why are we choshuv on Shabbos? Because we're part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because there is nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm a chelek of that. How you become mizbatel to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you still you, okay, that's one of the mysteries of the Bria. That's one of the mysteries of the Tzimtzum. What's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is there's nothing. It's just a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then where do I fit in? No, you're also there, but how can I be there if I'm bottled to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? God, that's one of the, but that's the same on Shabbos. Shabbos is Ma'en Olam Haba. Everything is Shabbos and bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm still there. Okay, so that conundrum is a top. That has to be dealt with. I'll be aware that's something that gets in our way when we try and do this. But I'm not there, but I am there. But it's all Hashem, so I'm not there. The Ainot Mevada means I don't exist. No, you do exist, but you don't exist. Okay, fine. Got the problem? Good. Move on. But that's the glory. Shabbos is the biggest equalizer there is, not because everybody becomes equal, not because this is communist Russia, that everybody's equal. No, but because everybody's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now the superficial differences which flow through the week on Shabbos are bottled as well. And everybody becomes a king. Take a poshut look at the world, he says. In the way of the world, when a person has a suda and a simcha of a person, so you see his wealth and his importance. A rich man makes a wedding, more big, fancy wedding, whatever, you know, and a poor man, he makes a simple wedding. The richest man in the world also has limitations. He has limitations. The wildest wedding I ever heard about, I have a friend who's in the diamond business, used to be in the diamond business. So he used to work a lot with the Indians. From South Africa with the Indians in Mumbai there. So they invited him to, his daughter was getting married, this Indian, and they invited him to the wedding. He went to the wedding. They stayed in the Chabad house. They ordered them kosher. They flew in kosher food from New York. You have no idea the wealth. But the invitations, Shmuel, you're making a chasana, so you're giving out invitations. So kamazele kol invitation. The invitations cost $1,500 each invitation. They were gold plated. It came in like a box with this, with that. He showed me the invitations, Mavul Varak. $1,500 it cost him every invitation. He must have sent out a couple thousand invitations. There were 3,000 people at this chasana. The wedding, I don't know, chasana, sorry, that this wedding. Okay. And the wedding lasted for over a week. He said, you have no idea. It was mamash kumo sudas achashverosh b'shaisa. But even he's limited. He couldn't afford a $5,000 invitation. No matter how wealthy he is, the richest man in the world, when his $50 billion is finished, it's finished. There's a limitation. There's things he doesn't allow himself to do in a wedding. When a child asks the father to buy him a very expensive mamtak sweet or whatever, the father says, but it's very expensive for you. I'm sorry, says the leaded. Mayesh, k'tov check. Just write a check. What's the problem? Tipesh. Alright, check. Tzarich kisoy. V'zeh lo hefka. Check needs money. You can write the check, but there has to be money in the bank. It's not hefka. Aval im yekabel adam pinkas im chekim chatumim mi'oitz ha'medina. Somebody gives you a chavila of checks signed and stamped from the Ministry of Finance, from the Oitzer. He can write whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry. He got the Pinkas checking from the American Treasury, and he can write whatever he wants. The Kiyesha Shirish Shira covered Gedolim is there? Is there wealth bigger than there? He's as wealthy. Well, I don't know about America. Is not a good example to that. Yeah, he's got all the credit lines in America or whatever. Imagine the richest country in the world, and he can sign whatever he wants. That's what happens on Shabbos. Mamash, kepshutoy. Shekorosh Baruch Hu Amar Lanu b'Torah so b'Pei Mole. Hashem tells us in his Torah, the Gemara and Dav Tes Vav in Beitza, Loiva Laveni Pureya. Hashem says, you borrow whatever you want for Shabbos, and I'll pay you back. Mamash kepshutoy. Pinkas checking, chatum, Meshem Isbarach, im hashos lishum eizes chum shirotzi. You have a blank check from a Kodesh Baruch Hu every Shabbos, write whatever you want. Vizbach Mosham, and I'll pay you back. Zeh tiferes gedoylem ein kamoi. There's nothing greater than that. You're walking around with a checkbook in your pocket, signed by the Boira Oilem, and you can write whatever you want. Now, I want to tell you something very interesting. I want to see if I can find it. Just hold on here. Somebody sent me the Shalas and Truvas from Reberkovitz. Just a good place to stop here, because everybody always says, no, it doesn't really mean that. It means, you know, whatever. Somebody sent this to me. I just want to see if I can find it without wasting too much time. I'd like to read it to you. I can find it. The unbelievable Psakya. So this person who sent it to me asked me to find out if Reberkovitz really said this. And his question was, oh, yeah, it is. Does it sound like Reberkovitz or is it fake? So I said, I don't know what Reberkovitz sounds like. I mean, I knew him well, but I'm not going to tell you what he passed. But I asked one of his close to meet him to tell me what they think. And they said, yeah, they checked, and this is Mamash Uberkovitz. I just want to read you a few of these things. I'm sorry I can't do it. Maybe I can share screen this. I'm not going to waste time. I'll give you a few examples. So the question was, what falls under spending money for Shabbos? So the answer is anything you spend on Shabbos and Yontif and Torah is absolutely free. Hashem will pay you back. Rosh Chodesh, he says, is a machloikas. So I'm not going to enter Rosh Chodesh now. Can I really spend a lot? Like, can I cater for everyone? He said, if it's Kavanah Torah, absolutely. But that's talking about a siyum, all right. What's the limit for spending on Shabbos, Yontif? Sky's the limit, he says. What happens if you want to buy racks of ribs and $100 bottles of wine? Is that also free? Yes, Ashreicho. This is a book of it. Is there any limit? Can I hire a private chef for Shabbos or buy $1,000 bottles of wine? So he says like this, it can't be weird. It has to be that if you had the money, you would buy the stuff. That's the criteria. You don't have the money. But if you had the money, would you buy a $1,000 bottle of wine? I wouldn't. I don't know however much money I had, I would never buy a $1,000 bottle of wine. So I'm not going to do it now. Question. If I have a $1,000 budget a month and I spend $500 on Shabbos, do I have $500 to spend for the weekdays or $1,000? I've got $1,000 a month. $500 are used for Shabbos. How much is left? $1,000. Because the $500 is not kosher to you. You'll get it back. When I buy something, does it specifically have to be lekavod Shabbos? He says, yes, as long as you're buying it, so your Shabbos will be enhanced. Then it's free. If you don't care for Shabbos, you just want free steak, then it's not free. But you have to be doing it lekavod Shabbos, which is also, that needs a hesber, but Duke, what is that? I'm buying the steak because I like the steak. If I didn't like steak, it's not kavod Shabbos to eat steak you don't like. The Shabbos doesn't want your steak. But it's got to be something you like, but you're doing it because you enhance your Shabbos. So that's a very dakistika thing. You have to be very honest with yourself. Oh, very interesting question. Do I need perfect betochen in order to rely on this? No, but you have to believe that Hashem will pay you back. You have to have perfect betochen. I don't know what the question meant. No one's got perfect betochen. But you have to believe Hashem will pay you back. And then, is Malava Malka part of Shabbos in regarding to being free? He says yes. So that's, if you want me, I can get you a copy of this, the Shalas and Tshuvas. But That's Psakalochim from a Berkovitz who lives a very simple poshut life. He's not a meshugana. Someone told me once, Rav Pinkas Zatzal, when he still lived in Tifrach, so he walked into the Makolet Erev Shabbos, he filled up his agala, but full to the top, and he walked out. So the Balabai said, where are you going? He said, it's for Shabbos. Hashem will pay you. Put it on Hashem's account. Not sure to me. He was joking, of course, but he was trying to teach that's the Musak. That's how a person has to think. So that's I haven't got my head around all these psakim. Yeah, we always spend more, whatever, you know, but really? Yeah. So odd palm, if you would buy a $5,000 bottle of whiskey if you had the money, so then gesundheit, go buy a $5,000 bottle of whiskey. I can't do that because I would never buy a $5,000 bottle of whiskey. I don't care, even if I had $1 million in the bank, a $5,000 bottle of whiskey, lo manyenoti. I can buy Johnny Walker also, Zagam Tovli. So that for me, that's not what he's talking about. But yeah, if you're the kind of person that appreciates a good wine and you would love nothing more than to get a $1,000 bottle of wine, just you can't afford it. On Shabbos, you can afford it because you've got the checkbook from the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. So go do it. Bevakasha. Bevakasha.
That means we can do debts for Shabbos. We don't say it's better to make Shabbos a little less than to be dependent of other people or to have alvaot. I don't know.
That's the kasha. But I'm just telling you, that's our Berkovitz Paskins. Your kasha is the kasha on everything I've just said now in Achinami. That's the question. What do you do? Chazal, on the other hand, say that a person should rather make his Shabbosim weekdays and not come to rely on the Brios.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? So that has to be, well, that question has to be sent to Berkovitz. I want to hear what he says.
Yeah, okay.
In Achinami. Excellent. Yeah, that's what was bothering me also at the end of the day. But from what you see, Yabar of Pinkers, Rav Berkovitz is right. And then your kasha, never mind on Rav Pink, on Rav Berkovitz, on what we're learning, it's a question. You have the checkbook. You can do whatever you want, but you really have the checkbook? If I have the checkbook, why do I have to make my Shabbos in weekdays? So I don't become dependent on the Brios. I'm not dependent on the Brios. I'm dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not dependent on the bank manager. I've got the checkbook from the treasury. So there's a stira godol here in Achinami. Nachinami. Very difficult question, and that has to be sent to Rav Berkovitz this week, Bezrat Hashem. That's this week's mission. If I get around to doing it, I want to know how he deals with that question. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Okay. But, okay, halachically, how much you can spend and how much you can't spend, that's a separate question. But the bottom line is Shabbos, everyone's equal in this aspect. That's the tiferes, that's the gedula of each and individual person. Not just that Shabbos is wow day and whatever you kind of, no, everybody is that melech. Everyone is choshuv. Everyone is a ben yochid. The truth is it's like that during the week as well. It's just during the week we focus on the externals of it. Whereas on Shabbos, you're in Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, there's an equalizer. The truth is every Yid is choshuv and every Yid is a melech. Every Yid is a ben Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. Everyone's a ben Hashem. We just don't look at it that during the day. You give more chavot to the rich guy, you give less chavot to the poor guy. Gedolei Yisrael used to give chavot to everybody the same because they understood it's all just one thing. It's all just one manifestation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We still, we got a long way to go. Okay. V'nag Yisrael be'ina la'levush she'bekol yom asashua ba'al melocha levush begodi ha'ma'edim al melachtoi ha'pshutoi. So to in clothes. The whole week, every yid wears, every person wears work that sort of reflects what job he does for a living. You have a go, that's a worker, that's a plumber, that's a bank. Today it's not so posh. Today Levush is a lost art. We've lost the plot completely when it comes to Levush. It wasn't long ago. We'll still remember. My kids will never remember, but we still remember that when a construction worker used to go to work, he used to wear a suit to work. And he used to get to work, he used to change into his work clothes. And then before he left, he used to have a shower or whatever, put on his suit and go home. He never went to work in his overalls. He'd be seen dead in the street walking over. Today, you wear whatever you want, when you want, how you want. You see people going to the McCullough. You don't have to just go out the bath. They're going to the bath. They got in bed. They're wearing pajamas. Today, there's not covered with Levush Bichlal. The whole Musag of Levush is completely lost on us. But it wasn't long ago where Levush was a sign of what it was supposed to be. It was a sign of the person. Aval kashvigir Shabbos Kodesh, lo yveshu big day malchus. When it comes to Shabbos, everybody puts on big day malchus. V'ro yudi baal bais chassidi. You see a baal abos. Chassidi she baal abos. She kol ha-shvua malachtoi pshute she b'pshutois. During the week, he's a poshut, whatever. He's wearing the most poshut clothes, whatever. I don't know. He's cutting fish. He's a fishmonger. He's got his overalls. He's got his boots. He looks like a fishmonger. The Shabbos level Streimel in Me'il Prachim. He puts on his silk beged and he puts on his Streimel. Vim Ziknoi Hamagudl Choshvim Shu Admo Kadosh. You look at him, you think he's Mamash the Rebbe. You think he's Mamash, he's the Rebbe when he walks into Shul. Vazebi Pneisha Bashabbos Be'emes Nefach Lekadosh. Be'emes, he is the Rebbe on Shabbos. Everyone's the Rebbe on Shabbos. The Rebbe is the Rebbe, but everyone's, because that's the beauty of Shabbos. Because what are you doing on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you are like one of the tzaddikim because you're Isaac in Torah. At the Surah, you're Isaac in Torah. You're davening, you're learning, you're taking the kids for a walk. You're Isaac in Melechus HaKodesh, the whole Shabbos. So you are one of the tzaddikim. That's the Tiferes. That's the glory, the beauty of Am Yisrael. That's the Tiferes Gedula. In the Brocha, that because it's Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, Umik Am Yisrael Goy Echad, because of that, there's a Tiferes Gedula, because on Shabbos, everybody is an equal out at the highest possible level, not the lowest common denominator. We don't become one at the lowest common denominator. All the cries for Achdus in the world, we have to be one, we're all looking for the lowest common denominator. The Achdus on Shabbos comes about because we're all the highest common denominator. We all chelek Elokim imal, and that shows. And everybody's a melech. So that's the Tiferes. Okay. So ze mod meragesh. That gives you a whole new understanding of the chashivas, of yourself and also of everybody else. Everybody else is also a melech. In the Litvisha world, you don't see it so much. The Hasidim know how to do this properly. The Hasidim know how to make an asik out of this on Shabbos. In the Litvisha world, you don't see it so much. Everybody's wearing it. You put on your Shabbos suit, you put on your Shabbos hat or whatever. Well, the local kach meshaneh from what you wear during the week. But by the Hasidim, you see it. You see the Kabbalah Shabbos. You have to daven by Hasidim Kabbalah Shabbos. It's the biggest problem of living in Tifshach is there's no Hasidim yet. No Hasidim Sheminyan. You go daven by the Alexander Hasidim on a Friday night, the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Roimimus, the Mashu. It's connecting to this. Dalet. Vateres Yeshua. What's a teres Yeshua? Let's see. Yoishab Shabbos means Gala Boha Yichud Amiti. That because on Shabbos the true oneness is revealed. Harezu ha Yeshua Mikola Tzores. That is the release, the Yeshua, the saving from all the Tzores. From all the Tzores. Moshekosu Beneshef Nefesh Achaim Shagimel Perig Yudbeis Vezele Shoina. So Shagimel in Nefesh Achaim, we don't really understand. Shagimel is the most difficult part of Nefesh Achaim. Even before he starts, he even says Hashem Achapeli for even writing these things, whatever. Aval, let's see something here beautiful. Ube Emes, Kuinian Godel Vesegula Niflo Lahasir Ulevotel Malav Kol Dinim. What this is the famous Nefesh HaChaim. I'm sure you've all heard about it. The Ein Oid Milvadoi. That's why people all make a ganze tram out of Ein Oid Milvadoi. It's usually based on a misunderstanding of this Nefesh HaChaim. But this is the famous Nefesh HaChaim. Look what he says. Ube Emes, who Inyan Godel. This is a great matter. Vesegula Nifla. You're looking for segulas. This is a segula nifla. This is the Nefesh HaChaim talking. This is not some woman selling red strings at the koisel. This is the Nefesh HaChaim, in the Nefesh HaChaim, where no word was wasted. The Goyin himself said that the Reb Chaim Volozhin understood everything that was needed to be understood. Didn't waste a word. With segula nifla, lahasi ulevatel mi'olov, to remove and nullify from himself, kol dinim, all dinim. And all desires of other people, so they shouldn't rule over him. It'll make no impression whatsoever. Okay, so that's a mouthful. Let's break it apart. That's the first thing. There has to be something that's really fixed in your mind. It has to be completely understood in your head. And you have to say, Haloi Hashem Hu Elokim, Ha'amiti. Hashem, the Yudke Vavkei, he's the power force. He's the Elokim. He's the ruling force, the genuine one. Ve'enon milvadi Yisparach. There's nothing other than Hashem Yisparach. No koyach in the world, and all the world, and all. It's all filled only with his poshut oneness. Umavatl beliboy bitl gomo, ve'enu mashgiach klal ashum koyach v'rotzen bo'elam kushimanu davek to machshavoy se rak la'odin yochid baruchu. There's nothing else, no koyach in the world, and all the world, at all. It's all just filled with his simple oneness. And he removes, he mavatls, nullifies in his heart. Bittel gomo. Ve'enu mashgiach klal ashum koyach. There's no koyach in the world has any hashgacha. Ve'rotzon bo'olam, in the world at all, has no desire. U'meshi avadu medabek to machshavoy serak ladin. And all his avoid and everything is medabek purely his thoughts only to Adon Yichud Baruch Hu. Ken yaspik hu yisparach b'yodoy, so to Hashem will give him. Shemameli is bottle mouth kola koiches varetzoyne shemoylam shelo yoichli v'poylo shum dover klal. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove from him all these koiches and all these powers that they will have no shlita of him whatsoever. So now, after having read the Nefesh HaChaim, what you do is you go around the world saying, "Hey, nol mevado, hey, nol mevado," and you think everything's just going to go away and be right. It is a ganze lifetime's work in this Nefesh HaChaim. It's a segula, and it's Baruch HaManusa. The story is about the Briskerov when he was escaping from the Nazis using this segula. Many segulas from the family of Reb Chaim Volozhin, and the Briskers were descendants from Reb Chaim Volozhin. All the how they used it and whatever, but you had to be holding. This is not just a nice trick, you know. There ain't no Nevada and the policeman goes away. No, there's a law, of Ed Kacha. You hear the words, look at the avoider. Umavatl beliboy bitl gomo. Okay, fine. So it's a good place to start. Anyway, That's the Nefesh HaChaim. So what's it got to do with us? Nimtza she Shabbos. Shebo mizgal esod chidush ha'olam v'yichud amiti ki yesod u'makor l'kol ha'yeshuas. What's the brocha? What are we saying? V'ateres Yeshua. What does it mean, ateres Yeshua? Because, like we saw in the Nefesh HaChaim, where everything is mavatal and everything becomes just an understanding, there's no power in the world and nothing has any koach in the world other than from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the greatest Yeshua there is, because now you're dealing straight with Hashem. So there's nothing that can harm you or hurt you or dabble with you. Aval on Shabbos, that Einoid Milvadoi, that's what's in the world. That is the day. That is the day of this segula of the Nefesh HaChaim. And therefore, it's the source of all the Yeshuas, because the source of the Yeshuas comes about when there's Einoid Milvadoi in the world. On Shabbos, there's Einoid Milvadoi Mamela, whether you want it or not. So that's the reason why Shabbos is the source of all the Yeshuas. A person connects as much as he can on Shabbos to the understanding. And it's not makoich ve'etzim yodi. Each person on his level, this has to be thought through practically what a person can do. I don't know. Think about it, talk about it sometime maybe. Where's the avoider for me on Shabbos to connect to this? But a person connects to this, that'll flow through the week with him, and that'll be the Yeshua. That'll be the Sukkot that Nefesh HaChaim's talking about. When a person understands there's nothing other than Hashem, then there is nothing other than Hashem. And who said, then it's all good. But what about this force, that force? That doesn't exist. There is nothing other than Hashem. So there's work to be done this Shabbos. Shabbos Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to us on HaSinai. Yeah, not Poshet. Okay. It's food for thought. It opens up the eyes a little bit. If it doesn't do anything else, at least it gives us a bit of a broader perspective on reality, which is important. Okay. Yeshuas v'refuas.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Man, yishkoyach, toda rabba. Again, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yeah. And you. Take good care.